James Williams Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level.
Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Organizing reaction and minimizing distraction. That's what we're talking about today. One of the best bits of advice for time management, for productivity. There are so many distractions. There are so many things to react to now more than ever before. From our phones especially, from every single thing that can be beeping at us, trying to take our attention away. It's impossible to take action when you are in reaction. And it's certainly much more difficult when you're being distracted. If you want to be productive, if you want to have great time management skills, if you want to get more done, it's so difficult if we're trying to respond to things in real time. Maybe a long time ago, but now with every single notification that we've got, we don't stand a chance. So the best things that we can do are to organize reaction and minimize distraction. And let me explain this. The main things that we usually have to react to that are coming in and that we feel that may be urgent are, of course, our emails, our phone calls, and of course, in some ways, you know, social media, especially if you're utilizing it for work, we feel like we need to react to these things. So in regards to your emails and your phone calls, For a lot of high-performing salespeople that I work with, what we do is we organize the reaction. So instead of responding to every single phone call when it comes in real time, like at that exact second, or every single email that comes in, we feel more comfortable letting it go through to voicemail if it's not urgent, or letting the email sit there because they're 99.9% of the time never urgent. We set and schedule some times throughout their day to respond to these things. So maybe at 9, 12, 3, and 6 p.m., however often you think it's necessary for what you do, but that seems to be like a pretty good thing or schedule, 9 a.m., 12 p.m., 3 p.m., 6 p.m. We have a reminder in our diary to return phone calls and check emails. Now, knowing that that time is there that's blocked out, that 15 minutes, or depending on, you know, what your receipt might be, 5 minutes, might be 30 minutes, that time's blocked out, we feel more comfortable and less anxious and feel more comfortable being present in the moment, knowing that that time's scheduled, right? And, you know, I'm sure most people are by now, but with voicemails, make sure you've got visual voicemail set up. I think that's what most services will call it, where you can see the number that's called. You can actually play, fast forward, and rewind that message. You know, when you need to, rather than the, you know, that voicemail service where you call you've got to call them up and it's like, you have 16 new messages. Message one received at 10:05. I mean, it's stressing me out even just saying this. I remember how crazy that was, and you had to sit through, and it could take you 10 minutes just to get through the voicemails. So make sure you've got visual voicemail set up. You know, contact your phone provider if you don't. That's going to help you out a lot, because you'll have an idea of, you can quickly check them as well. You don't have to go through that process, and you have a better idea of who's been contacting you and whether or not it's urgent if you do need to check it quickly. However, have that time scheduled. So organize the reaction. If you're a leader, you know, a lot of the things that you might need to react to are staff members, are team members. You know, have times throughout the day where there is scheduled time to have conversations with them, so they're not coming up and disrupting you, disrupting your productivity whenever, you know, they need to, and you don't feel like you need to constantly be available for them. So we're organizing reaction. That's a huge thing, and that can extend to so many different areas of things that you need to react to. Then there's minimizing distraction. The biggest one here is to turn notifications off. Turn notifications off for everything except for text messages and phone calls, if you're comfortable doing that. The reason being is that, you know, with from your emails to Facebook to Instagram to TikTok to Snapchat to whatever else you've got potentially have notifications turned on for, as I said, you don't stand a chance of being productive if these things are constantly beeping, and even if you're not checking them, they are disrupting your focus. And when we do get distracted by these things, it's not just the 1 or 2 minutes it might take to check that notification. What can happen is that you can then go down the funnel of distraction. And the perfect example of that is like when you check one notification on, you know, on Facebook or something, and all of a sudden you've been brought into Facebook because that's what they're trying to do, you know, keep you in there. And all of a sudden you're watching a video about something completely different, reading comments from people that you don't even know. And you're just like, what am I doing? And you've lost 15, 20 minutes, however long it is. So it's not just, you know, the response time. You might get caught in that funnel of distraction, but also it can take a fair while. Some studies have said, you know, 15 to 20 minutes to get back into the zone. So if you've got into a flow state, you know, you got into the zone being productive, doing what you're doing, and then you check that one email, you check that one thing, it can take 15 or 20 minutes to get back into that productive state. So turn off your notifications and don't let them tell you when you're going to check it. You decide. You decide when you want to give your time, if you want to give your time to these services, platforms, whatever they might be. Turn off your notifications. You will turn back on your focus. Minimizing distractions as well. A lot of people say it's very difficult for me to be productive in the office because people always come up and they want to chat. You know, what I say to them is take the invisible sign off your back that says, please come along. It's okay to distract me. Because, you know, maybe, you know, that person approaches and you turn around with a smile and you're happy to engage in that conversation because maybe you want to be distracted because, you know, you're looking for that distraction to take you away from that work that you need to be doing. But replace the sign that says, please distract me, with the sign that says, I'm working, please don't distract me. And I know so many people and salespeople and agents who have that invisible sign, and people don't feel like they can approach them when they're doing work, and rightly so, unless it was important. But most of the time it's not, and it can wait. You know, the funny thing is especially for a lot of salespeople who are in commission only, you know, they're in a commission-based role. You're not getting paid per hour. So to think that you could just sit there and pretend to work and whatever that is and waste time and, you know, get 3 hours of work done through 8 hours of the day or whatever it might be is crazy. It's like, get focused, minimize the distraction, organize the reaction, get productive. And when the work's done, get out of there. There's no benefit to, you know, hanging around feeling like you're being productive but not getting much done. But as we said, as I said, and as I'm sure you know, it's really difficult to do with everything that can distract you and all the things that we need to react to, or we feel we need to react to. Most of them aren't urgent. Most of them can wait. If we schedule some time, that will allow us to stay in the moment and know that we will be responding to them soon. And if you turn off your notifications for all of these things that are taking away your time, you will get so much time back in the day. You'll get so much more time to be productive. And then you'll be able to get the work done that you need to get done, and then have more time outside of that to actually do the things that you really want to be doing. I hope this episode helps. It's something that I work on with so many people, and it's something that I certainly continue to work on with myself, and it's allowed me to be so much more productive and focused and get more done, and I know it can help you too. So I hope it's helpful. Give it a shot, and of course, I'll speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.